What's up, guys? Welcome back to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jess are in the house, and we got a guest with us. What's up, Mix It?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, man. It's good seeing you back. Haven't seen you in a bit.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, man. You been busy?
Plenty. New jobs and boys, all the kids starting school. Son started kindergarten. Daughter started high school. Busy. Wife's crushing it. Her job. New job too, so Mrs. Mix It.
How's the new gig? So tell everybody what you're doing now.
Now I'm a bar director. So I moved up from general manager. So I oversee like bar programs for 20 plus concepts and 24 stores and 3 concepts. So it's different. So we're working in an office, fucking not the same as working in a restaurant.
No, not at all.
Man, for the first couple of days, I was like, man, this fucking sucks. Like it's like working inside of a bathroom, basically, without the size of it. And no artwork on the walls, nothing, just plain ass fucking 4 walls and a door. That's all. It's completely closed off. So it's not the same for me as working in a restaurant, but it's good. And I get out of there and like go visit people, say hello to restaurant managers and bartenders, introduce myself and kind of start jumping in and doing some work with them. So I enjoy that much more. But working in that office is not. I get out of there like, oh god, that was terrible.
You go from massless chaps to shirt and tie.
Yeah.
So are you just making the concepts for the drinks, or do you still have like your lab and stuff where you're?
We have one in the kitchen, which has been cluttered up with all the crap that comes back from restaurants, and so many things breaking here and there. It's just turned into a storage area, but I'm gonna gut it out and have a workspace from there. But I do a lot of it at the store level anyway, so it's much easier. I have to clean up after myself. I'm done. Clean this shit up. I'm out of here.
It sounds like what my wife and kids do every fucking day after I just get done cleaning the house. It's like I turn around, there's a trail of shit behind there. I'm like, you fucking kidding me? Get married, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
The door swings back, it's open, it's clean, and swings over one time, it's filth.
Yep.
Should totally wear a lab coat and a big poofy white hair and go in with a maniacal laugh one day.
Yeah, that would be good. It's different, much better. Change of lifestyle from 10, 12 hours a day to 8, 9, 9 to 5, weekends off, pays better. So it's good. Let's try not to fuck it up now.
Hey, well, congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Congrats. You're not going to fuck it up, man. You come up with some great inventions and concoctions with those drinks. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it encompasses a lot. Like, I'm in charge of like booking bands and shit like that too. So some of those restaurants have like blues bands come play. And
we do weddings and bar mitzvahs and funerals. We're available for bookings. Just, throwing that out there.
Got it, yeah.
All I heard is that you got a brand new couch inside of your office area, casting couch.
Yeah. So you want to be a bartender, kid.
You're going to have to learn to take care of the kid.
So what about you, Big O? What's been going on with you?
I've been working my ass to the bone, walking about 8 miles a day practically, trying to get this whole automation system working and just running into daily stuff, man. And now it looks like I'm going to be on the site for a little bit longer, and it's just killing me driving all this extra hours to and from work and walking all this time. But hey, you know what? In the end, when I get this thing rolling with the help of the guys that I've been working with, everything will be A-okay because it'll make our company so much better.
All right on. Hey, what I was thinking is like I saw the place where you work, those halls that you have to walk down all the time, and then they carrying those in that suit, carrying that gear. Mm. Like how they're looking for like people that want to go to space? Like I think your job basically just trained you to do that shit, right? Like you're basically wearing an astronaut suit, walking around all day carrying a fucking pack on,
Yeah, sweating bullets, touching lights and blipping things. And God damn it, I don't know why these switches turn. I don't know why the lights go blip, blip, blip. The sounds, it's driving me crazy.
So There's lots going on in the world. A lot of stuff, just like fucking a lot of shit hit the fan this week. Oh, not all bad. Some good stuff. Like for all you stoners out there, Method Man is partnering with a company in Colorado, and they are going to make a signature line of cannabis plants and probably concentrates coming up shortly after that, that Method Man had input on. And so if you if you're into cannabis and you, I'm sure you know who he is. He's got his own line coming out pretty soon. They're going to start in Colorado only, right? At the local dispensaries, and then work out, you know, from there and branch out, which I don't know. I thought was kind of a waste given like how big of a name he is in, you know, in that scene. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would buy it like is immediately just because it's him. Like, look how many people stood outside like Tower Records and like fucking, you know, whatever for the Wu-Tang albums, like, you know, mm-hmm. days in advance before they dropped. I'm sure like they would fucking line up at the dispensaries to, you know, come and check out his fucking weed.
Yeah, especially here in Arizona.
Right.
And tell then, you what, man.
Yeah, and then after you're high, you can buy, in October, you can buy pumpkin spice ramen. True story.
What?
True
what?
Story. True story.
You had me first at pumpkin spice. I was a little intrigued. Then you said ramen.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So I saw an article about pumpkin spice ramen, and they recommend that you put whipped cream for the full experience. Or maybe a little manch. Wow. Maybe a little manch if that's what you do.
I mean, I really want to put a sharp object in my eye, but I'm really not that tempted to do it.
So here's the question. Which side is the cultural appropriation happening on? The Asian side or the white side?
More Mexicans are going to be making that.
Like pumpkin spice, like isn't that the fucking the drink of white girls everywhere? The drink of choice?
And guys named Kyle.
Jeez, that's disgusting. Who the fuck would eat that?
I don't know. But, you know, we've seen plenty of porn where girls are on their knees and they eat other things, so I'm more than certain they'll be eating that pumpkin spice ramen. I'm just saying.
Especially the white ones.
Right. Or the whitewashed Asian ones.
What the fuck is this? Why are you getting my mouth? Oh, you hear about that Jamaican hurdler? I believe it was a hurdler. Might have been a runner. Got the gold in Japan. Mm-hmm. He was going to miss his meet because he took the wrong bus. And he asked a volunteer for help. Now, this is no joke. You know, this is just a good story. And she helped him out by directing him where he needed to go. But he had no money because he took the wrong bus. And, you know, he thought he was going in the right direction. So she lent him some money to take a taxi. So he took a taxi, was able to get to the warm-up trials, and then ended up winning gold.
Oh, shit. So, that's a good story. Yeah. I like that.
That's a really nice story. He went back and he found the lady, you know, and showed her the freaking gold, let her hold it, and, you know, took pictures. He bought her a Jamaican shirt, gave her money back, you know, and just thanked her, you know, so much. And the next thing you know,
they're bumping uglies.
No, that'd be a better story. But the Jamaican's minister for tourism stated that he would help her out to get to the Caribbeans, you know, in being happy that she helped out one of theirs in the Olympics. And if you want to catch that, you can go on Instagram under Jamaica Gleaner, GLEANER, all one word, and check out the video on site.
You know, and as good as the story is, that is, I think one of the things that stood out to me is that, like, they didn't prepare him for, like, you know, going to other places, like the culture. You know, I think somebody should have told him, like, they're allowed to sit at the front of the bus now. And then we might have, like, fucking seen that he was going in the wrong direction. I don't know. Maybe just a weird takeaway. But, you know, maybe what somebody could have said, hey, you don't got to sit all the way back there. You could come up here with the rest of us.
Yeah, but you know what? He could have run faster than the bus anyway.
I know. Why? What a fucking lazy asshole. That's, you know what? Now that you say that, the whole fucking thing is moot because he could have just fucking run there instead of fucking being lazy.
If you could take a bus, it's not that far.
Right?
Hey, man, why are you lazy? I got five jobs.
You know, I don't know. Like it started off as a feel good story, but then like as it started to unravel, I was like, wait, this guy's being a giant asshole. He could have just fucking hoofed it to a couple blocks, but no, fucking let me take a bus in the wrong direction, not knowing that I could sit at the front so I could see I was going in the wrong direction. Dickhead.
Well, I was trying to say something nice for a good story, but you're absolutely fucking right now.
Like I was hoping like for the fucking the feel good, but then I was like, wait. He's just kind of being a dick. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm wrong.
Fucking like, laziest Olympian ever.
Right? I wonder if they gave him shit for that when he got back home. Hey, why'd you take the bus? Why didn't you just walk? It's not like it's hot over there.
Look at him. He don't even run. He takes the bus. What the fuck?
Speaking of fucking things that got shitty, so over here there's a portion of East Los Angeles called Lincoln Heights, right? Mm. And so it's not the touristy part of LA. We'll say that. And so they had these night markets where like there was like blocks and blocks where people were just like setting up like mini tents and stand vendors of all different kinds, like selling every kind of different thing, like a swap meet on the street, on the sidewalks, just went all the way down. But they were leaving like huge messes behind. So in the morning, there'd be like grease or oil or burn marks or fucking shit or piss, like all and trash, like fucking all those down those blocks where those fucking like nobody cleaned up after themselves, not in the street, not the people that were going there, not the people that were selling there. And so then the neighborhood starts, you know, that's around there, and the businesses start complaining, like, what the fuck? Like, you're coming here, you're trashing our shit, and then just fucking bailing and not taking anything with you. And so they complained, and they got it shut down. And so now people are bitching that they're like, oh, they shut it down, and it's not fair, and blah, blah. I was like, no, you dirty motherfucker, clean up after yourself, and maybe they wouldn't have shut you down. It's like fucking common sense, you know what I mean? They're just kind of...
What I got out of the story is, why are they shitting in the street?
I don't know. I mean, like, that place wasn't fucking gross enough to begin with, like, hold my beer kind of thing.
Well, goddamn, if you see those Kellys and Karens in the fucking Safeway taking a shit in the frozen food aisle, and now they're doing it on a fucking black market swap meet, what the hell's wrong with people?
The lake was too far.
Right? I mean, you've been there. You know how gross that place is. Like, it wasn't the greatest to begin with.
Yeah, you definitely drove fast when you went through there.
How much for a kidney, man? Jeez.
Yeah, for sure. You can definitely get one over there.
And if not, it's only a couple miles hike down to MacArthur Park.
Man, Disney's come a long way since Bed Knobs and Broomsticks when they had Portobello Road. Jesus.
Broomsticks and knobs as far as the eye can see.
Walking down there singing about how everybody could shit in the street and all the knickknacks you can get. Then they have that weird India dude just dancing around and his Pukari, you know, suit and doing all the shit that he's doing. Meanwhile, someone's getting stabbed in the background.
Speaking of getting stabbed. So,
speaking of getting stabbed, that's always a good segue.
Right? Just to let you know where this one's going. They were protesting. So the anti-vaxxers and the people that like fucking think that COVID's a hoax or whatever, the anti-protesters, whatever. They're doing their thing downtown, and some the other side came and a fight broke out and somebody got stabbed. And that was like, that happened today in front of LA City Hall. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it's not just there. I mean, they're protesting across the world now because they're, you know, in Italy, Paris, or they're asking for these vaccination cards, and people are just fucking out of their heads saying, you know, we don't want this stuff. Well, it's fine. You have a decision that you don't want to get vaccinated and don't want to get a card, but fucking stay home, man. Don't make the rest of us sick or try to kill us, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, herd immunity only works if, like, everybody fucking jumps on the bandwagon. But if it's not going to be a whole bandwagon thing, then, yeah, stay on your fucking side of the room.
Well, also on that note, in Amador County in California, there was a man who walked in on the first day of school and punched a freaking teacher in the face for trying to mandate masks on the children. What the shit's that about? God damn, I'll tell you what, in the past 8-9 years my daughter's been going to school, she's come home sick about equivalent of 3 weeks of the year because some jerk off sends her children to school all sick and doesn't stay home themselves to make sure that those sick children stay home and not pass it on to other children.
While I don't disagree, it is cheaper than a babysitter.
Well, you do have a point there, and that is the thought that they have.
He's like, but here's the thing, though. Like, if they're home, that means I got to be home with them. And I don't have a problem with being home, but, I mean, when they're there, it kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, you get that one in the trailer going, my kids are assholes. I can't stand them.
Send them to school anyways. They're not going to do anything except sit here and watch Wheel of Fortune.
You know, and, you know, some thoughts have been, you know, swirling in my head, you know, okay, if you don't want to get vaccinated, get a vaccine card, that's fine. If you really think that someone's trying to kill you over that shit, then, you know, why do you have carte blanche to go to hospitals if you get sick from the COVID variant or the Delta variant over somebody else who has, you know, the vaccination and is trying to keep himself healthy and can't get into a hospital because now we have an influx of people? I'm not saying that's going to happen, but who knows, maybe the government's going to put pressure on people in that fashion. So, you know, what are you getting for your argument's sake?
I don't know, nothing. It's just like one of the biggest arguments I've heard is that they're putting shit in there, and I'm like, vaccine, you know, people have been taking vaccines for, you know, long time. How do you know that shit wasn't already in there? Like, you know, now you're worried about it because you got the internet? Like, that's it seems kind of dumb to think, like, that nobody's thought about this shit before ever. They've never tried it before ever. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, the people are fucking shady, and they'll, you know, do whatever they got to do to, like, foster their agenda. And so whether it means that this shit's been going on since the beginning of vaccines or it just recently started, like, I don't think it just recently started. I think, you know, it's not something that somebody never thought of before and couldn't pull off before without telling anybody.
Well, this goes to mind of Y2K when everybody was going in a shitstorm, you know. Oh, yep. My God. Now, I was, what, 20-something at the time that happened, right? And I started going crazy in my head because I started hearing all these rumors and everything else, you know, and I did some stuff to protect me and my family, but it turned out to be nothing. But you got all these people that are all the, you know, going off on tangents, like, you know, the government's trying to kill us, and what is IBM doing, and what's Microsoft doing, and what are all these computer companies doing to fuck us, when it turned out to be really nothing. They had already, you know, handled the situation. Government didn't collapse, society didn't collapse, and everybody was just going off on tangents and nothing. And that's what this is turning out to be.
And it was weird too, because when 2K was getting talked about and there was like, no, the computer systems aren't gonna be able to handle it, I'm like, they're not gonna be able to handle zeros? Like, apparently, madam, you don't know how computers totally work.
Well, they did have a problem, but it wasn't as big of a problem as what people had thought there was. So, you know, when it comes to the banking system and everything else and the financial institutions, the zeros actually make a huge difference. But they had already put in place fixes for these software, you know, bugs that they had. And, you know, there was no problem after that.
Yeah, exactly. So so long as we're taking the trip through the headlines, why don't we flip over to the trades and what's new in the liquor industry? Anything like new products or new things to be on the lookout for?
Buzzballs? You guys ever heard of Buzzballs?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No.
I saw a gigantic one at that Sam's Club or Costco.
I know what I'm getting Jester for Christmas.
It was like a huge fucking fishbowl with like those ones from that fucking one Hawaiian lounge.
Like a punch bowl?
Yeah, like that size. And it was $20.
Remember when Bud Light had a party ball back in the day?
What?
No.
Yeah.
What was it? A party ball? What is that?
So, yeah, it was basically like wine in a box, you know, but it was just like a party ball. And it was circular and, you know, you just got your beer out of it.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be, you know, like a keg, but it wasn't a keg.
Oh. Heineken had that keg can for a minute, but no, I haven't really nothing crazy to write home about. I'm sure I'll work it in more restaurants than some that are more casual. I'll probably taste a lot of the off, you know, yogurt flavored fucking liqueur.
or whatever they
come out with. It's actually a thing.
Are there any like drinks that are like really trending right now, or types of alcohol that are like?
The kind that travels. That's all people. I mean, it doesn't really make it. It's always vodka and just drink. A lot of people. I noticed in all the restaurants I'm working at, a lot of cocktails. A lot of people want to go out and drink cocktails. Want to be served. They drink beer and wine home, and they have been for like 18 months now. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's been long enough for that. So I think a lot of people are just interested in having cocktails being served and in bars again. But I haven't really gotten too much into anything that was more anything worth writing home about. Just drinking a lot more. That's all.
Nice. Here you guys go. Party ball.
Yep. Yeah, I remember seeing that like once or twice.
Yeah, you had your own dispenser, double go through the top, and then you just party ball.
And it always looked kind of like, ugh. I guess I never wanted to take to try that. You want some? I'm like,
no, I'm good.
I got some. Like fucking Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock. No, it's cool. I got my own.
Or like Stifler and American Pie. I got that pale ale.
Oh man, like some of the funniest fucking reactions that I remember from movies were shit like that, like the Stifler one or fucking Dumb and Dumber, where the fucking cop was like, give me that, you pumpkin pie haircut freak. That guy is in a movie with was it Kelsey Grammer, fucking Down Periscope.
Oh yeah, so his sonar.
Yeah, he does those same kinds of sounds in that movie too.
That was a good movie. That was he came in. What else was he in? Oh, yes,
Half Baked.
I'm someone's bitch.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Yep.
Butternuts.
That guy's funny. I like that guy.
Oh man. So what else? What about you, Wiggo? What other things struck you as interesting or weird or this week?
Well, I mean, you know, in the light of, you know, bad news out there, I was kind of focusing on good information, good news, because, you know, every time I turn on our local channel and I'm online or even every now and then when I pick up a newspaper, it's all this, oh, we're all going to die and look at the bad people and all this bullshit. So I was looking for some good stuff, and I found about two Boy Scouts in Missouri. Now they're in Columbia area of Missouri, a town called Columbia. And them and their friends were riding their bikes around town after a heavy rain. And there was some flooding going on. So I guess it kind of looks like a basketball court in a park area where it's just tons of water. And you could see eddies and swirls and everything like that from undertow. And this woman was in a bathing suit and she was hanging on to this basketball rim and she couldn't get out. She was basically drowning, yelling for help. Well, these kids had been, well, teenagers, I should say, had been trained in, you know, rescuing swimming. So they got to the site and there was other people there that didn't know what to do. And they were just standing on the edge. So two friends jumped in, both these Boy Scouts and trained, and pulled this woman to safety and saved her life from drowning. And it was good timing, too, because when they got her to shore, she was throwing up water. So she was right on death's doorstep.
Damn.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
That is good.
Yeah.
The only thing better I found was that they found a real-life SpongeBob and Patrick in the Atlantic Ocean like an actual yellow sea sponge and a pink starfish next to each other.
They do exist.
Isn't that cute? And the worst part of it is that Patrick Star in the real world is trying to eat the fucking sponge because that's what they eat in the wildlife.
Hey, SpongeBob.
That's the only
Why do you eat me, Patrick?
Oh, I love the taste of your ass, SpongeBob. That was like the modern day Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, God, Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. I loved Ren and Stimpy growing up.
I remember seeing shit back in the day and then watching like it later on, and it was like, there was shit like, what did I tell you? I'm the pitcher, you're the catcher, I'm the pitcher, you're the catcher. And I'm like, oh shit. It just, some of the fucking...
You just didn't get it then. You get it now. You get it now, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I understood it back then. Oh, I did.
And like, shows like Married with Children, like I recently went back and started watching some of the old episode, and it's like, oh, holy shit. And stuff like when they're like, the stuff like, bring on the fat women, and then like they march a bunch of fucking fat ladies out.
Yep.
when they were on the game show, and they all, and Al was in the middle of the two mattresses, and they were like seeing how much weight he could take for a gold watch for Peg.
You can't get away with that stuff no more.
No.
That's back when TV was good.
Yeah.
But now you can see them in bathing suits and everything else and how pretty they are. Well, it's good that you see yourself pretty, but I'm sorry. If I'm fat, I'm not wearing anything skimpy. I already told you that once before.
As it should be. Some people just don't have any fucking courtesy.
I'll tell you what, doing the truffle shuffle once.
It's like fat people sweat and all that fucking, I know all that sweat's got to be catching the light and reflecting it back up in their eyes. Maybe that's what it is.
So there was this big guy when I was going to school out here in Arizona, and he was a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. I didn't shame him. I was never all about being mean to him or anything, but he was fat and he sweat a lot. I mean, that's what happens when you got that many rolls, creating that much friction, that much heat, and, you know, you're burning lava in between those folds. And I walked by him one day and I go, look, man, if I offend you, I'm sorry, but I got to know, why do you smell like fish? Do you shower every day? He goes, no, I shower every day. I know what you're talking about. I'm not mad. He goes, I wear this deodorant, this body, you know, powder, and it just makes that smell. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I won't bother you anymore. He just laughed and walked away. Smelled like sardines, man. Whitefish.
Oh, fuck.
Well, whatever happened to asking questions?
I don't know.
Back when you're a little kid, you would ask questions. Why is he black? Why is he white? Why is that one an asshole? But, you know, nowadays you can't ask those questions. Everybody gets all woke and rude and, oh, my God, you can't ask that. And fuck you and fuck this. I'm going to kill you. And, you know, whatever happened to a society where we could talk to each other and, you know, make light of everything and just talk. And if someone offends someone, apologize and move on.
I don't know, but it was better when it was like that. I gotta say, like, I kind of miss the days where everybody wasn't like so offended by everything. It's just, you know, I don't know, man.
Yeah, people are pussies these days. They don't build them like they used to.
Well, they didn't get hit with the chancla and
that's right.
The makers of the chancla, the belt, back in the day.
Yeah, maybe they should tune in and check out some of these commercials that you know, our sponsors and those products that we've been debuting. I'm sure there's a bunch of kids that could use some time with the belt by makers of the chancla.
Well, let me ask you two. Now, are you right-handers or left-handers? I mean, which one are you most prevalent to use?
Right,
jerk off with the right hand.
Okay, good. So that means that daddy had your arm up like that where you're doing the spin around as he's hitting you with the belt, right? Because that's what happened to me.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember those.
Oh, And then that one day where he hits you and it's really hard, but it doesn't hurt you, and you think you're a big man, and all of a sudden he looks at you and realizes he's not hurting you, so he lays in extra hard.
the good old days.
Like a trip down memory lane.
Yep. And you know what? We didn't get participation trophies for that.
Nope.
It just happened. We went crying to our room, and that was it. It was done.
And it was funny growing up in a house of like all athletes, everybody who had their sport, and you would come home after a game and somebody would be like, "Did you guys win?" Knowing full well that you didn't. And then having to hear it like fucking on your march back to the room. Get him next time, Tiger.
And this woke world has just gotten worse and worse, man. I don't know what to say. You know, people are just so over the hill over every fucking thing. I mean, God dang it. Everybody makes a mistake. Let's just move on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, fucking build a bridge. Get over that shit. Come on, let it go. Just fucking move the fuck on. Like, you know, who knows if fucking you're going to get to laugh tomorrow. You might not. So fucking you may as well fucking not be mad and laugh today.
Well, the problem is the bridge that they're building is a bridge over River Kwai.
Ingenuity at its finest.
And then blow that shit up so they can go crazy.
Speaking about crazy shit. Okay, so I don't know if it's just me or... One of the other things that I saw in the headlines this week was the Border Patrol seized like 10,000-20,000, something like that, fake COVID vaccination cards, but they busted them in Tennessee. So my question is, what the fuck is Border Patrol doing in Tennessee? Aren't they a little far from the office? I mean, it seems like you should probably be way the fuck over there. Stay in your own lane? No? Yes? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, fuck's sake, man. They're cards. They're cards. They're not laminated. They're not full tin foil in there to make it, you know, certain colors and aspects so you can't recreate. They're fucking cards. Mm-hmm. I mean, how easy is it to go to a printer and put cardstock in and print that shit out, right?
And trying to, and you know, government, local people trying to enforce having the card is going to make stuff like that. Just make more crime. It's like outlawing alcohol was the birth of like of organized crime, right? Doing yep. It's another thing. You tell people they're gonna do, and they're gonna make a way to do it, and they make money off of it illegally. That's of course more of that stuff's gonna happen where they're not people just print it out there at home. You're right. It's just a fucking card. So I can make it on my computer.
Yeah, exactly. And
you can ask me any day, will I bring anybody out in the open and say, put your fucking mask on out in the public? And the answer is no, because I don't want a gun in my face. I don't want to die. If they don't want to wear a mask, I don't give a shit. I already got vaccinated. If they want to die, they can die on their own.
Right. Exactly. Like I took care of me and I'm wearing a mask. So like, fuck it. Oh, well, like your shit's on you. That's not my fucking problem. Like I got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, but you know there's going to be fights. You know there's going to be altercations, and you know there's going to be deaths over people just saying, hey, why don't you put on your fucking mask?
Oh, yeah. And they're like today at fucking LA City Hall, the dude that got fucking stabbed that, you know, it was the you know, it was the opposite. Take off your mask. And it was like, no, and stabby, stabby.
What a fucking mask. Oh, my gosh, man.
You know, like it's fucking dumb. Like,
idiocracy, that's what we're turning into.
There's gonna be a better shit out there. I know that fucking it's 2021, 2020, we're fucking train wrecks, but I'm thinking we dig a little deeper, we might be able to come up with something good.
Well, so there are some people out there that do some good. I mean, it's not all bad, and that's why I always look for the good in those news stories, because one could get really depressed just by hearing your daily showcast of what's going on and why you're a fucker. But you know, up in New Hampshire, on another good note, there was a man who walked at a bar, and it's called the Stumble Inn Bar and Grill in Londonderry, New Hampshire. And he had been there a few times, you know, serving food and getting drink and whatnot. And he had a $38 tab, 38 and change. And he liked his food so much that he left him a huge tip. And someone said, "That's a huge tip," just like in Deuce Bigelow. And the total of the tab after he left his tip was $16,038. And there's 8 bartenders there, and they tried to stop him, you know, and say, "Hey, this is too much." And he just wanted to give that much money to these people, you know, and he felt that they deserved it and whatnot, because, you know, they were always nice to him. But a $16,000 tip is what he left. They decided to split that $16,000 between 8 bartenders as part of that tip. And he wanted to remain anonymous. He didn't want to be in the news or anything like that. So that just goes to show you there are good people out there. There's money out there that they want to share. And, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, albeit the light that looks like this, it is out there.
That's good. Like, I wish I would fucking... I was hoping for one of those stories when I was working at the restaurant. I was hoping for somebody, some rich dude or rich lady to just come in and be like, "Yeah, I'm treating everybody," and just start fucking making it rain. No, I never got that lucky.
Me either.
You said you got a...
Me either.
Oh, you didn't, Mr. Mason? Nothing?
Nope. Not that lucky. Wow. Man, that's a... You hit the... Sooner to hit the lottery.
Right?
Biggest tip I ever got was like $100.
But that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not the best, but it's awesome. It's better than $0.
Mine was "Don't eat yellow snow."
I thought you said your one tip was that time that you got on the floor on your knees. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to bring that up. Sorry.
That one was the "Don't eat wooden nickels" one.
That penal implant got the best of you. You know, and you know, they got that $16,000 tip, you know, and everyone was happy. And, you know, it's really good that you get that kind of tip. You know, everybody deserves that kind of thing, except for Grandpa Joe. Fuck Grandpa Joe. He could have helped out a long time ago. No, he stayed in fucking bed while Charlie went to fucking deliver those newspapers. Just wanted to say that. Yes, I still have problems with that. But, you know, on another note in the news, too, and this isn't so lighthearted and so nice. But let's talk about Cuomo up in the New York area. Governor Cuomo being ousted from his ranks because of wanting to kiss and smooch and grab ass with all the interns and the people that work there. "Oh, come here. You look so lovely. Mwah. That's what we do around here. We kiss." How would you like, you know, someone with that Italian New York accent coming to you and say, "Jester, you're looking good. I'm glad you visit our state. Mwah, yeah, just lay a kiss on you." No, don't fight. It's all good.
A grade A piece of meat.
Man, you'd want to take a shower after that, wouldn't you?
Be like Joe in that fucking one episode of Family Guy. "They don't make water hot enough."
Well, God dang it. "Hey, where's Cookie anyway?" "Oh, he's in New York."
Yeah, he booked the first flight after he heard that shit.
He's all, "They're packing meat in New York? I'm there."
On that fucking airline that beats their passengers. You should have seen how excited he got about that. Fuck, was it Delta? They had that fucking, the security beat up that dude that didn't want to get out of his seat. And yeah, he was, and I made a joke like, "Oh, I guess people into S&M should like try to book those flights." And he was like, I see him on the fucking Delta website on his fucking phone. I'm like, really, dude?
It's happening. It's like that one kid that was flying out of, I believe it was Cleveland, and he was, you know, just causing a ruckus and hitting people and everything and just yelling out, "My parents are worth $2 million. I guess $2 million is the next $1 million.
Like that dude that they duct taped to the seat because he was being a drunken asshole.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did they do that in the first place?
You know, with all this COVID shit and everybody just getting uppity like that, I wouldn't be surprised if they made everybody wear butt plugs that shock people before you get anywhere on those planes.
Like, they should just give the air marshal a tranquilizer dart for situations like that. Shut the fuck up. Go to sleep.
Oh. Oh, man. You're crazy. I don't know why.
I was just thinking about that.
You're
too.
Crazy. You're crazy.
He falls in the pool.
Oh, fucking making out with the air marshal.
He fucking tongued me. Great movie. I fucking love that movie.
Thank you. I needed something to tie that one in with.
Really tied the room together. All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this set. I want to say thanks to Mixer Mixit for coming in and sitting down with us. And hopefully he'll be won't be too long before he comes back again.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm long overdue for another visit, get some fresh cocktails and kind of get in there and see what's good, make something fancy.
Well, now you have more time. You can spend it with us, and we can all have more fun.
Yeah.
And Big O's going to be coming out here for a sesh, and so we'll definitely see if we can get you in on that that weekend that he comes out, and all of us get in here, do some episodes, and get some cocktails going.
Yeah, don't forget, man. I got that Mexican strain in me. I'll drink until I black out, and I'll still function.
Yeah. Right on.
Absolutely. Tequila drinks and next.
Orale!
Nice, nice. All right, guys. Well, we are going to get up on out of here. So until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke. Peace.